Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Karen and Charlie Abowd with the Greenhouse Project and a whole lot more. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Wasteful Washington spending is killing us with inflation and sky-high prices on groceries and gas. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be squandered on a luxury resort in Florida, a New Jersey soccer stadium, a ski area in Iowa. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against reckless spending to stop inflation. Nevada families need cheaper gas and food, not frivolous luxuries in other states.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted, and I mean delighted, to welcome back to the program Karen and Charlie Abowd. Pleasure to have you here, connected to the Greenhouse Project. As we always do, let's start out and explain what the Greenhouse Project is and how it continues to grow.
Well,
if you pardon the pun.
Thank you. And we are continuing to grow it forward. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We have two sites, one at Carson High School and one behind the or near the Cancer Center at Carson Tahoe Hospital. And we've donated over 24,000 pounds of fresh produce that we grow that feeds the in need in our community. And we deliver that to Fish, Ron Woods, Circles, Meals on Wheels, Salvation Army, Eagle Valley Children's Home, just to name a few. And that's how that food is distributed. We also get sponsored the flower baskets that go down the center of town, and we nurture those, you know, till they're ready to go out. And we financially support FFA and the Ag program at Carson High School. Our lease payment to the school district is dedicated towards that so that they can attend conferences and competitions and so forth. And there is an ag program at Carson High School because we are there now with two full-time instructors. So that's huge. And then what we're growing is our native plant nursery and our vermicomposting program. We're going to be composting the school's green waste, helping the environment by reducing emissions and keeping waste out of the landfill. And that compost is very valuable to enrich the soil and will be a source of revenue back to the Greenhouse Project, because we have totally been, we've grown forward by fundraising and grants. That's how we've grown to the point we are now, and this 13 years strong.
It's amazing. Charlie, I like to ask you this, but when Karen first came up with this idea, what was your thought, and where did you think it was going to end up going?
First of all, when Karen sets her sights on something, she does whatever it takes to get it done. So I knew that we were in for the long run. And and here we are. We're just doing that. And each year, you know, she reviews everything and puts her thumbprints on it and say, okay, how are we going to cover our overhead? So doing this new project of the vermiculture and the native plant is another step in that way. And so I'm just actually along for the ride. I'm here to support what she does and do whatever I can to help out.
What is vermiculture?
I'll pass that off to my higher power.
Worm composting.
Okay, all right.
That's what it is. And so it's that type of compost is valuable in the agricultural industry. So that's why we're
this
working
for. This is worm casings?
Yes. And so this will also, it's part of an expanded program within the ag classes at Carson High School. So it will broaden their learning in terms of business and agriculture. And it was quite the process to get it going. We had a Nevada Department of Environmental Protection application that we had to go through, and permitting and all kinds of things, all those hoops we jumped through.
The reason I'm smiling is that, boy, 30 plus years ago, when I was first starting my advertising agency, a gentleman came to see me and he said that he needed help promoting his product. And I said, what's your product? And he said, worm casings. And I looked at him and I had no clue what he was talking about. Fortunately, of course, my wife, being the smarter half of our duo, knew exactly what it was, and I gave him a few suggestions there, but it's good to know that 30 years later, worm casings is still coming back into my life.
That's right.
tell me about Grow It Forward and what's happening with that and the generosity that's been shown so far.
Grow It Forward and this vermicomposting program, Native Plant Nursery, is all part of a sustainability effort because, you know, grants are drying up, and we knew as a board that we needed to do something substantial to keep our mission going beyond my life and time. And so we started a Grow It Forward campaign wherein we're trying to raise $500,000, and that money would be matched and invested such that there's a return annually to the Greenhouse Project to help support overhead and what's going on. Fortunately for us, this campaign, the Grow It Forward, will continue, but the match donor, we've had a match donor for the last 3 months, and so what we've raised will be matched at the end of this month, and we're very grateful to this anonymous donor. His generosity is actually from Reno.
You know, isn't it bizarre at this point in all of our lives mm-hmm. that we are thinking about projects going forward beyond us, because for example with Nevada Newsmakers we have a huge archive. It goes back currently to 2005. We're going to extend it back to the origins of the show, which is 2002, and then there are a whole bunch of radio interviews I did in the early 1990s that are with some of the legendary figures of Nevada, a lot of whom are no longer with us, and I don't want those to get lost
right.
in the future. I mean, you know, it will be nice to be able to have, and the formats are going to continue to change, so whatever, you know, some of those interviews are on cassettes. For you kids, you can Google that and find out what a cassette is, but it is kind of interesting to talk about that. You've got a huge fundraiser coming up. I want to talk about that and some other things and a little bit of history. You know, for those that don't know, Charlie Abowd, one of the greatest chefs of all time. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Wasteful Washington spending is killing us with inflation and sky-high prices on groceries and gas. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be squandered on a luxury resort in Florida, a New Jersey soccer stadium, a ski area in Iowa. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against reckless spending to stop inflation. Nevada families need cheaper gas and food, not frivolous luxuries in other states.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today? and you can get cool again. For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful. Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
For Nevada women and families, it's no joke. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away a woman's right to an abortion. But Adam Laxalt calls that right a joke. Listen.
Roe v. Wade was always a joke.
Roe v. Wade was always a joke. No wonder, as Attorney General, Laxalt made it a priority to push abortion bans that let the politicians overrule women and their doctors. It's not a joke. It's our right. Women Vote is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karen and Charlie Abowd with Greenhouse Project. They're hosting their annual Grateful Harvest Dinner, 13 years strong, coming up in September, correct?
Right, September 19th, yes. Okay.
And where is it going to be held?
It will be held at the new Nashville Social Club, which we're very excited about. John Procaccini is on our board, and Kitty McKay, his wife, they have been strong supporters of our organization for a long time. John would help us with the Concert Under the Stars and all the rest of this. So I'm very excited to be able to bring it to this venue because besides the wonderful food, we call food and music with a soul and joyful giving with a goal. Because
a little poetry there.
That's right. Because we get to bring the music aspect back, which will be fantastic. And so we're looking forward to it. We will have a silent auction that will go that you can access online 2 weeks before the event, and we'll have a raffle that's at the event. And so we're very excited for this evening, and I know the menu, Tony Schaefer is going to do a wonderful job. I'll find out exactly what that menu is the end of this week. And it's a wine or beer paired dinner. So tickets are $275 per person, and they can contact me at 775-232-8626 to purchase their tickets.
Okay, one more time.
775-232-8626.
Okay, so Charlie, let me ask you about this venue, because you were involved in helping to put this together, correct?
Right.
Tell me about the restaurant.
Well, Tony is a very good young chef, and we've talked a lot. He actually worked with me a little bit on one of the other fundraisers that we've done with Mark Esty at his restaurant in Carson City, Cucina Lupo. John and I have go back way back because he had attracted me to him because of his musical background, and that's my alter ego. Okay, that's the other side of Charlie Abowd.
Going back to Oakland.
Yeah, so. And his wife, Kitty, you know, I think on their first date, they were at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And all of us kind of snuck around when Kitty went to the restaurant. And said to John, don't screw this up. So our friendship goes a long way. And this is a beautiful facility that they've totally repurposed, a multi-faceted part of Carson City that has had many restaurants in it. And so this is, you walk into this and you say, oh, I remember this. But it didn't look anything like this. So it's something that you would feel, you would expect to find in the South, you know, so especially in the Tennessee area. It's just a magical place run by magical people.
Karen, you were involved as a supervisor in Carson City. Mm-hmm. What do you think about where Carson City has ended up? I mean, it has grown, not tremendously, but it has grown. But it's a much more, to me, it seems sophisticated place than it was before.
I'm very excited about where it's grown. The vision way back when, and knowing the flack that I took
yes.
as a politician
yes, you
for
did.
That vision, and having the power of three, Mayor Bob, who is now passed, and Brad Bonkowski, who's a supervisor as well, and actually I have to say John McKenna, who was the key vote to get the 1/8 cent tax passed that allowed our corridors to be improved and allowed for the improvements to happen. And for that, I am ever grateful because it's made a huge difference. You know, every Sunday I take my bike into town and just kind of peruse, and it makes me smile.
You know, it's funny. I always think of Carson City just as a city, just because I go down there for the legislature and restaurants and things. But really, Charlie, you know, and you make a big deal about this every weekend in the summer, it's also a rural area because that farmer's market is something else.
You know, I was thinking about that, and what a fond memory it was when I joined you at the farmer's market.
And right.
We did a show live from that, and it truly is my favorite day of the week, going down, saying hi, reconnecting with my old friends, farmers, ranchers. I picked up 4 hanger steaks from Carson Valley Meats this weekend, and you know, and for the people that are foodies and are carnivores, hanger steaks, there's only one that comes out of a cow. So, you know, they're not easy to find. You just don't find those in your meat counters.
But the amount of produce that's grown that comes into the Carson Valley, or the Carson City area rather, for that farmer's market is quite phenomenal. I think it's actually superior to all the stuff going on in Reno.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that I've enjoyed 30 years of Linda Maroney and her granddaughter now, who runs the Carson Farmer's Market. You know, I think you might be right, but
you're not going to say it, and that's fine. That's fine. All right, I just want to reiterate for a moment here. So the Greenhouse Project Grateful Harvest Dinner is coming up Monday, September 19th, and it's at the Nashville Social Club in Carson City. And one more time, the phone number for people if they want to get tickets.
775-232-8626.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and then I want to talk about a little Nevada history here.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
and we'll
right.
be right back.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
As you know, Reno is booming.
Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karen and Charlie Abowd. They're with the Greenhouse Project. Charlie, of course, was the owner and chef, along with Karen, of Adele's legendary location. Before we get any further, you've got a lot of people that have been helping you with the Greenhouse Project. If you want to name off a couple of those, I'd be real happy to do that.
Thank you. I would really like to thank our sponsors for this Grateful Harvest Dinner. They've been huge. Without them, we couldn't have done this. Brian Andrews of Farmers Insurance, the Carson City Visitors Bureau, also Diane Garrett and Frank Tucker as our gratitude sponsors, Don and Sherry Cool, Southwest Gas, Spire Capital Advisors, Lone Mountain Veterinary, State Farm Insurance, the Firefighters Association, Mark Amity for Congress, John Procaccini and Kitty McHay, Manhard Consulting, Robin Graber, who's a certified advanced rolfer, NV Energy, and Top Notch Distributing. Wholehearted thank you, because they make this possible.
And a lot of them have been with you for years.
Yes.
Some of them from the very beginning.
Some from the very beginning. And so it makes my heart happy that, you know, they continue to support us. So it's fabulous.
And why would they not? Also, just wanted to ask you another quick question about Carson Tahoe Hospital.
Yes.
This has been a great partnership for you.
It's been a wonderful partnership. And I tell Will, who's our assistant manager there, all the time, you know, it's the best PR for the Greenhouse Project is actually being at that site, because there's so many adults where we deal with education at the high school. This is adult education classes that are held at the Carson Tahoe site, and so many people stop by. There's a trail behind there, a Serenity Trail, that people take all the time, and so they stop, talk, ask questions, participate, attend the classes, and it's fabulous. And we are what we eat, so it's definitely about health and wellness.
Yeah, and we are what we eat, and that's why I have so many problems, but that's neither here nor there. Charlie, we've all been waiting for your cookbook to come out, and we understand it's getting really close.
Yes, it is. We're at the tail end. We're matching food photos with stories and recipes and old family pictures. We were just able to get a picture of Joe Dini and Bill Raggio on the veranda as part of a little story that John Rosslyn shared with us. And so we've got, you know, we're there.
So you think that we'll be able to buy a copy here this year?
You know, we're actually, I work on a different calendar. It's not quite a Burning Man calendar, but it's a different one. I'm trying to get the book out before the legislative session next year.
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, it'd be great to have it out for Christmas, but I'm thinking that might be a little too much.
Well, you know what would be great? It would be, you know, we tape over at the Bank Exchange during the legislative session. It would be nice to have a little corner of our conference room where we tape there with a whole stack of your books that we could just see if we can help push those out there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of help push those out, all profits for the book go directly to the Greenhouse Project. And if I happen to make it into the bestseller list, more of the merrier.
Yeah, no, to say the least. Let me ask you this, though. I said I wanted to talk about a little Nevada history for the last couple of minutes that we have here. So you have to have so many fond memories of Adele's and during the legislative sessions. And you brought up Joe Dini and Bill Raggio. Share with us what it was like during those days, because it's not the same anymore. And it's not that it's better or
you're
worse.
You're right. I'm not going to judge that. For me personally, that's the part of Adele's that I miss, okay? And I will just, you know, Everybody knows I wear my politics on my shirt tails, but it was more usual than unusual. When Bill Raggio would walk in the restaurant, he'd walk right through the restaurant as if he owned it, and he would stick his head in the kitchen, and he goes, "Charlie, one of these days I'm going to teach you how to cook liver." So, you know, there is that part of, you know, Governor List, he would walk right in, you know. My friends, there was no such thing as politics. It was your opinion and my opinion. Your opinion's no more valid than my opinion. And then we let the dice fall where they may. But we used to have a great time back and forth all the time. It never was toxic. I can only remember one evening where there was a little toxicity in there, and I think it had to do with the teachers' union.
No, that would be shocking. Anything about education would cause any kerfuffle. All right, I want to plug this one more time. The Grateful Harvest Dinner, 13 years strong, Monday, September 19th at the Nashville Social Club. The phone number one more time.
To call is 775-232-8626. That's my number, Karen Abowd, to get your tickets because we are half sold out at this point.
And you need to get your tickets. It will be a fabulous evening.
Yes.
Thank you both for being here and for all you both do. And can't wait for the cookbook. And we'll be right back.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologists and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also check our archive going back to 2005 on our website, again, NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.